I want to start with a question. How many civilians is the US Empire going to kill in order to defend civilians from being killed? We're here to say that we do not want the United States and NATO war of aggression on Libya. And we do not want any Australian involvement in that. Were you as disgusted as I was watching that armchair warrior, our Defence Minister Rudd, our Foreign Minister Rudd, circling the country at the cost of thousands of dollars for us, calling for war? This is not a humanitarian intervention. This is yet another Washington-led resource war. It is for regime change, not democracy and life. It is to install a new, pliant, predictable puppet. It is to control the sweet Libyan oil. It is to find new sites for United States military bases. And it is to establish a bridgehead against those wonderful popular democratic revolutions taking place across the Middle East and North Africa. It is meant as a warning. We want a ceasefire. A ceasefire and negotiations that will protect the Libyan people and ensure their independence and their dignity. A ceasefire and a negotiated settlement that ensures that Gaddafi goes, that there is a new democratic constitution, and that the Libyan people are able in peace to take control of their own future. That won't be easy, but we know that bombs and missiles cannot achieve that. We are all disgusted by the hypocrisy. Humanitarian intervention is a lie. If it was humanitarian, why have there been thousands of bombs and missiles containing depleted uranium? Depleted uranium which kills through cancers and other diseases, which produces deformed babies, and which has a half-life of 4.5 billion years. That's humanitarian intervention? Why should we believe the US Empire? This is a country which, since the Second World War, has gone to war every 14 months. They've left a trail of blood and agony. They have trashed lives just for power and profit. And we should believe this empire that it has gone in for humanitarian reasons? It's a lie, just like the weapons of mass destruction in Iraq was a lie. And that led to invasion and occupation, which has cost over 1 million lives. We cannot allow another Iraq in Libya. If humanitarian concerns were the prime reason for the empire to go in, why was there no no-fly zone in Gaza? Why was there no intervention in the agony of Rwanda? Why was there no intervention when the Indonesians were massacring the Timorese? Why is there no intervention in Bahrain, in Yemen, and so many other places where people are dying for democracy and for peace? We are disgusted by the twisted, cynical, dishonest logic that says bombs and missiles are instruments of peace, of life, and democracy. That is another hypocritical lie. We must say no to this cynical, brutal attack on the people of Libya for regime change and oil. We must demand a genuine ceasefire, respect for Libyan lives and Libyan sovereignty. The Libyan people must be able to decide their future in peace.